this is Allison Hilliker and
Daryl Shandro. Here we are again with another CSUN update. It's over.
It is. We've made it through a really fun and interesting week.
Yes, we have. So today we started out, we met, Allison worked.
Yeah, I worked the Bookshare booth.
Yes, which was fun. A few hours. And then, and then I met up with Allison Sheridan with the NoSilicast Mac podcast, podfeet.com, and she's at podfeet on Twitter. And I met up with Kevin Chow and Lori and a few other people, and we kind of toured the exhibit hall, looked at a few different things that were going on there. I looked at Looktel and had a little conversation with Looktel then, and a few other exhibits, and then we stopped at, and I had lunch with Allison Sheridan, and then we went back to the exhibit hall, and we stopped at Allison Hilliker at our Bookshare booth, and Allison Sheridan got to learn a little bit about Bookshare, and then we came away for lunch and for a podcast and some coolness there.
We got to interview Allison Sheridan a little bit about the work she's done to promote accessibility. She's sighted, but she's taken the initiative and learned a lot about non-visual accessibility, especially as when it comes to iOS and Macs. So it was nice to hear her perspective on how she's teaching others about the importance of accessibility.
Yes, and then after that, we went back to the exhibit hall so that Allison could get a little tour of it.
Yes, I finally got some time in the exhibit hall. I've been working so much, I hadn't really gotten to search it out, to look through it. So we went and we were looking at some Braille displays, and Perkins has a nice one that's small. Not quite as small as my Refresher Braille, but it's really nice size. It's fairly small. But it's more than just a Braille display. It's got some other features. It's kind of like a bit of a note taker because you can save files on it. You can also read books, and it's got its calendar and clock and some other features on it. So that was interesting. And then we also looked at Freedom Scientific has at least a model of a new Braille display. We didn't get to see the actual unit. It was kind of just a plastic
piece of plastic
shaped to look like their Braille display, which is kind of random. But but it did. It looked nice. I really thought it had some nice navigation elements of how you could move around the display, and it was also very small. It was a pretty tiny. Not quite sure how it compares to Refresher Braille, but it seemed to be even a little smaller. So we enjoyed, I like Braille displays, so it was nice being able to look around there. And then we talked to the Looktel people for the Looktel Recognizer iOS app. And we got to see that demoed. He showed us how to read the labels on boxes and cans and then tape a little recording.
Center of screen. Cancel button.
Exactly. And that was a very easy app to use, actually. We were pleasantly, we were pleasantly surprised at its ease of use.
Right. You make a recording that's basically a recorded label for what this item is that you're looking at. And then when you bring the object near to the phone later, it will play that recording and let you know what it is that you have there, so you can identify things. So it looks like it has some potential. It was very interesting.
And then we learned about some health-related apps by iHealth.
Yes, we did. They have a scale that interfaces with iOS, so you can basically read the scale through your iPhone or iDevice.
New recording. Pause recording.
And then we had a great time. After we did that, we did some podcasts on all those different things, which you'll see soon. And we capped that off with an awesome dinner with great people at a restaurant and then at the top of the Hyatt.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. We had some really good conversation, which is one incredible aspect of these conferences that I always enjoy.
The socializing and the networking.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that'll be all for now. Stay tuned for all our podcasts. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
Pause recording.